It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla.
The fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it.
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans.
Yeah.
The
yes.
specks.
Yes.
Are the problem.
It's granular.
The actual
what
vanilla is. The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I bought vanilla bean ice cream literally today. We have this system now where the Mother's Day present that I bought that we talked about with Ross, where I didn't buy Ross's thing because I'd already bought this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a grocery list function. And my daughter seems to enjoy adding to the grocery list. And it just said ice cream with like a smiley face after it.
Okay. Well, that's
the only entry on the grocery list to come with an emoji.
That's thoughtful that she included the smiley face.
But I am not in the ice cream game at all at this point in my life. Like, I'm never eating ice cream. So I don't know what kind to get. And I went right for the vanilla bean, being that it's the best. And hopefully they like it. That's what we did.
Yeah, they might like the better kind more. But, you know, whatever. You're on brand. I had ice cream last night. I try not to, like, it's not something I frequently eat. I don't snack much at all. Like I try not to anyway. But my wife made blondies, not brownies. She made blondies. And she said there's vanilla ice cream in the freezer.
So that's brownies, but they're with vanilla?
It was like a caramely kind of deal.
Okay.
Is what I would say it was.
Okay.
And she said there's vanilla ice cream in the freezer. And it was neither vanilla bean nor French vanilla. It was just vanilla.
Yeah, that's not.
And I would tell you,
that.
It was fantastically creamy. I would have thought, I had to check the label.
You literally did that?
I did. I got it out. I scooped it into the bowl, and I had a little bite off the scooper before I, you know, washed that off.
Sure.
And I went, ooh, that's really creamy.
Hmm.
I thought that was just plain vanilla, and I got it out, and sure enough, it wasn't, but it was delicious. Not sandy.
I think when it says vanilla, it implies French vanilla.
Oh, see. Well,
because if it's vanilla bean, the bean, I think, is more important to put on the box than the French.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think French vanilla has become the default vanilla.
For me, that would definitely be right, because I don't want vanilla bean. I hate vanilla bean, as just previously heard.
Hate.
Yes. Hate. Hate. Yes. No, okay, that's too strong. I've eaten it. I just would much prefer the creamy deliciousness that is French vanilla.
Native to South America, by the way, vanilla.
Oh, yeah? Well, thank you for the genealogy on that.
Would you enjoy, anybody who wants to also participate in some way is welcome to do that. Would you enjoy sort of just week by week digging into the Bills schedule today? Would that sort of set a good tone for the weekend?
I think it definitely would.
Just try to picture each one of these games? Or
yep.
We don't have to pick them. I don't have spreads except for week one. They're out there, I'm sure.
Right.
But I don't have that. I just had week one. But let's just sort of go along here and see how it feels. Bills at Texans, Sunday, September 13th, 1 o'clock. So that's an interesting opponent. They have had tough times with Houston. They've lost last year.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost.
The year before.
The year before. Last year, which one was the game where, well, the year before.
Was the Allen game where he threw for.
9 for 30.
Yeah, you always have it. I never know exactly. I can't remember if it's yards or whatever, but 9 for 30.
Nine for 30.
Yeah.
For 100 some yards. Last year was a night game, and he just got wrecked in that game.
He got destroyed in that game.
That'll be. It's a 1 o'clock game, but that'll be a pretty interesting game nationally, I think, to analyze. And That'll, I think, maybe be the number one storyline, other than the Bills having a new coach.
100%. We will spend the – we're going to do it right now. We will spend, I think, the majority of that week talking about what am I scheming up here, right? Because I was all full of bravado going into that night game. That was a Monday night game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine. You've got these killer I agree. They're great. They look great. I see them raising hell all the time. Guess what I've got? I've got two very good, if not great, tackles. And so I think I have an antidote to the thing you do best. And, you know, I think I wasn't expecting them to shut out those guys, like that they wouldn't get pressures or even sacks. But I was not expecting them to dominate the game, and they absolutely did. Brown was hurt. That compromised it. You know, he tried to play hurt, and then eventually had to
leave. He got hurt in the game. Yeah. Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday
and
night.
And Dawkins just had a bad night. And so they got manhandled. And so, yeah, are they going to try to do that again? Probably not. Learn your lesson. So the thing that was so stunning about that is that they kind of just – it's like they went into the game thinking like I thought, oh, we can handle this. They couldn't, and it was evident very early that they couldn't, and they really didn't have a pivot, which was very weird to me, that they weren't prepared for like, hey, in the eventuality that these guys are caving our skulls in, let's do this. And it just didn't, at least in my eyes, it just did not seem like they had a better idea. And so that was what you were left with. The Bills still were alive at the end of that game.
Very much so.
Just like they weren't they also alive in the 9-for-30 game? That's the game that
they
ends.
Right.
They have the ball with a chance to go down and win.
They go 3-and-out in a tie.
Yeah, right.
And then punt. That's and Houston like, makes a 60-yard field goal or something.
Even more than they weren't even trailing when they had that possession.
The Bills last year in the game in Houston, down 23-19. With 28 seconds to go, had 3rd-and-1 at the 17-yard line. Red zone. I don't remember these plays. Incomplete to Shakir, 4th-and-1, Dawkins false start, 4th-and-6, and then a pick. That ends it. This game, too, you had Ray Davis go 97 yards on a kickoff return. Late in the first half.
There's also...
To give the Bills the lead.
Sorry.
And then Houston gets it back with a minute 40 left. They drive and Jaden Higgins. So they might have felt like they got away with it with the Davis touchdown to put them ahead. And then Houston still trumped them before halftime.
Yeah. That last drive, well before they flamed out there at the 17-yard line, there's a 4th-down hook and ladder. It's the first hook and ladder of the year, I think.
4th-and-27.
Yeah. And that worked. It. That was incredible. Holy cow. Anyway.
What that is, like, they lost. But Allen, he's just so tough to beat. But somehow it happens. Like, these games, so many of these Bills losses the last 5 years have been like, really? How? This maybe wasn't that. This was maybe more the other way around.
This is not.
You almost stole it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. How I would say it, I think I even said it at the time. Like, you get that play, you think you're going to win the game. Like you get a hook and ladder on 4th-and-27. Like, you know, you're going to pull this out of the fire. So I fully expect you to go win the game now because you managed to overcome that situation, and instead, they just. So, yeah, it's not like a game I would feel like they deserved better. But you made that play. Like, now, to me, that's the hard part. You know, I'm not saying getting a touchdown is easy, but, you know, it's not 4th-and-27. And I'm not relying on a hook and ladder to try to get me there, which, you know, again, worked. And it worked later on in the year, too.
I wonder what Joe Brady would say privately about that game and Houston. Like, was there a certain thing? Was it Spencer Brown being hurt? Was there a certain thing that he would just sort of shake his head about, that like, if only we could really talk about this openly. There was this one problem that we had that we can't talk about because it doesn't serve us any purpose.
Right.
But if you knew it, you'd be like, they win that game 8 out of 10 times or something like that. But maybe not. Maybe instead it's more how we're talking, which is like, look out.
Right.
This is your first game. Worst case, you know, you get that again. And then you're coming home short week to open the stadium against Detroit. You better be ready or else you're 0-2.
That's right. That's right. I think it's a really – I think if they can handle Houston and just handle being there in a way that they have demonstrated that they, you know, have a hard time doing the last couple of seasons, and it's even, you know, more than that. I mean, there's the playoff game there too for Josh anyway. You've got – whoa, like I'm already this is a team that I'm expecting, I think, going into the year, right? I mean, the Bills are they're a better favorite than Houston is. I think
last year?
No, going in, like I'm saying, to start this year.
Oh, okay.
They're a better favorite for their division. They're a better favorite for the Super Bowl than Houston. So you should be better than them. And if they can prove that they are, like, we'll feel pretty good, because that's been a house of horrors kind of for them. And so, great. Man, you open 0-1, like you just said. I'm coming home to play Detroit. You know, what do they look like in week one? Like, I think that's going to be back to being a very, very, very good team, Detroit. Man, that could get tough real, real fast.
The Bills have lost their last six trips to Houston, including the playoff game. They won there on that Peerless Price game in 2006 and also in 2002. But 20 years ago was the last time they won in Houston, 0-6.
Been a while, yeah.
Detroit, people are bullish on Detroit. I mean, Houston, they're not the same level of favorite as the Bills for the overall, but it's pretty close. Houston is their division's favorite. Detroit is their division's favorite as well. And there's competition in both cases. NFC North looks really strong. But that night, you want to win that first one if for no other reason that you don't want to have sort of worries about the season
right. The
night of the first game at the new place, where you want to just, you know, win or lose. You want to be able to just have that be the thing.
Right.
So a lot, you know, in a certain way rides on that opener. But Detroit is probably good. Last year was kind of fluky bad.
That's what I think. I think it's a really challenging game. And this is a team that, you know, if you need it at all, has experience, you know, in a celebrated spot. I mean, they knocked off Kansas City in Kansas City to open the season after a Super Bowl win for the Chiefs. And so, like, that's not a team that I don't really say this about any team. It's just to point out that they've won in that adversarial, if you like that word, a spot before, pretty, you know, recently enough anyway. So that's to me going to be very, very, very challenging game. I think, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, the Bills win it just because it's the opening of the new stadium, and, like, of course they're going to win it. But I don't know. I mean, flip a coin. I think that's a very hard game.
Detroit opens at home with New Orleans, 1 o'clock Sunday, that first week, same time the Bills are playing the Texans. Week three is the Chargers here. L.A. goes home to Arizona, home to Vegas. So this will be their first road game. Those are both late Sunday games at home. Good chance of 2-0 with those opponents. They'll be sizable favorites in at least the opener, if not also the Raider game, probably. And then here in week three and then off to Seattle. That's a 10 o'clock a.m. body clock time game for the Chargers, Sunday here at 1. I like them. I think they're probably the third best team of the first three Bills opponents. But no, you know, pushover.
No slouch. This is a game that I'm just going to say you got to have. I mean, 2-0 or not. 0-2, obviously, like, oh my God, get off the mat, right? 1-1, got to have it. I think 2-0. You're expecting to be better than the Chargers. You're gonna be thinking about tiebreakers already. You know, if not the one or whatever. I think you got the 10 o'clock in the morning point for them. I think you got to beat the Chargers at home.
Week four, New England here, 1 o'clock as well. Third of four games. How different is this from recent years? Third of four to start the season. 1 o'clock on Sunday. Patriots open at Seattle. Wednesday night, the season opener in the league, home to Pittsburgh, which beat them in New England last year. The Patriots had like five turnovers, a couple at the goal line.
Yep.
Somehow lost that game. Then the Patriots are in Jacksonville in week three before coming here. That'll be big.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to fall behind them this early in the season? You didn't exactly do that last year, but you know, a week later they were by you and gone, and that was the end of that.
What was the next game for the Bills? Atlanta? They lost the
yes,
week after?
I think that's right, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, three in a row at home, too, which is doesn't happen that often, I feel like.
Yep, and they're going to pay for that. They have
eight
home games and nine road games. Through week four, remaining, they will have eight road games and five home games after week four. Week five at the Rams. Monday night, week five at the Rams. Rams open San Francisco in Australia.
Home
to the Giants on a Monday night. They get an extra day from Australia. That's a Thursday to the following Monday.
How courteous of the league.
Oh, really? That's Giants at LA week two. At Denver week three, Sunday night. So we'll see a lot of the Rams. Week four is at the Eagles at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Not a national game, but, you know,
big,
an interesting one.
Yep.
And then they get the Bills in week five.
On Monday night.
Tough start.
Yeah, that is a tough start. That, I think that is the hardest game out of the group that we've already talked about. I think the Rams are going to be excellent. I don't need Aaron Donald for this. I think they're going to be excellent.
You don't even need Aaron Schatz for this,
right? I think that is. I mean, you really have my attention if you roll in there and come out with a win. I think,
which they did in that season opener,
that's right?
4 years ago, I guess that was at the Raiders in week six. So the Bills might stay out west. Short week. At Vegas. Vegas is a little bit interesting to me. I think they'll have almost an impossible time getting through their division with the other three teams. But Mendoza, whether we have him starting by this game, first look at Genty, first look at Bowers. And Max Crosby ended up back there.
Right.
So there are things to talk about with Vegas and Tom Brady, I guess. But I tried my best to not talk about him. Enough people do it. Week seven, bye week.
They got to be playing Mendoza. In September. Like, what are they doing over there?
It sounds like the odds are against it.
Yeah.
It sounds like they won't be.
Man.
But I don't know why you wouldn't, really. No. I mean, really, I don't know why you wouldn't.
I shouldn't beg for it. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I want to say I would much rather play Kirk Cousins. Just because at least I know he's capable of throwing for 500 yards or something on me, because he's had some really great days in the league. But I'd much rather deal with Kirk Cousins than some hotshot rookie that we don't really have a book on yet and don't know what's what. Like, especially if they hold him back and say, like our buddy Ian Harditz was tweeting about earlier this week. You even mentioned, like, why is he speculating about him finally starting in week six? Well, maybe that's how they're planning it. I don't know, but I don't want him unveiled against the Bills. I'd rather play Cousins, honestly.
Yeah, I just don't at all see the logic in starting anybody but Mendoza. And I guess I won't be watching practices to tell you whether he looks like he's ready. I'm not even sure I even care about that, but you know, it works with football. You've got 53 men and you want to make it look like you're trying to win games. You're playing your best guys. Week seven bye, week eight, Baltimore. Man, this is pretty rugged. Baltimore here, November 1st, another 1 o'clock home game against the Ravens, who have a fairly manageable first half at Indianapolis, New Orleans, Dallas in Brazil, Tennessee at home, at the Falcons, at the Browns, Cincinnati. So you might be at a point by here. Baltimore will not have had a bye yet. The Bills will have. So the Ravens would have played seven games to the Bills six. Maybe you have like a 6-1 Baltimore team, 5-2, 6-1, where that week, Halloween week, when we're not talking about trick-or-treating, we're talking about the one seed. And like, here it is.
Yeah.
If you want to have a look at it, this might be a game you feel like you have to win.
I'm really curious what they're going to be like. Their offense has been so – a ton of explosive plays last year, even in a down year. So I think – that I still think I'll get status quo there. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is still to be feared. I Derrick Henry's another year older, but whatever. I trust that they are going to be a challenge to deal with on offense. The question is, what is their defense like? And that's where the new coach comes in, because that's a former coordinator. And if he can straighten that out, boy, they might be really, really hairy, I think, Baltimore.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Week 9 is at Minnesota, Monday night, again, so back in primetime, third time this year at the Vikings. And I'm thinking that's probably Kyler Murray, who the Bills have not seen. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the opener here, didn't they, with Arizona?
That's
I'm thinking
right.
of the game in Arizona that the Bills lost.
Kyler Murray, yeah.
But that sounds like it's going to be him. And they did win 9 games, even though a lot of their season was marked by quarterback terribleness and injuries, but pretty good in that division to have gotten a 9 win. Yeah. Same as Detroit. Good coach, I think, Minnesota.
This might be like a sneaky tougher game than it looks like. You're right to point out that they won 9 games. Like I think in that division and with all the hubbub about McCarthy, it's easy for that to get lost. You know, when a team is rolling different guys in like they were, you sort of stop taking them seriously, but they still won 9 games. So I don't know. I'm not a Murray fan. I don't expect that to really work. But it doesn't mean he's not capable, and he certainly could. I mean, he's had very good days and even good years. So if this coach can unlock him, I'm not sure if it's a match or not. But that's a sneaky game to me.
Last visit with the Vikings was that crazy home game that Cousins started.
Yeah.
That Minnesota pulled out in overtime here. Week 10 at the Jets.
Come on.
On that note, yeah, right? Has any team yet to win a Super Bowl when losing a game to the Jets in the season? Probably, but I just used to love that stat on Monday Night Football when, you know, Al was there, where they would put that up. No team has ever lost a game to the Jets and won it. I'm guessing that's happened by now. That's 30-plus years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Hopefully. Not like the Jets have been good, though.
Right.
Maybe not. You have all these New England wins. Did they ever lose a game to the Jets in one of those seasons where they won it? Probably.
Probably did, yeah.
Maybe once. We'll look at the second half of the schedule in some detail as we continue. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.